This is Love Your Work. On this show, we help you make it as a creative entrepreneur, find your unique voice, find the right mindset to succeed, and be the first to capitalize on new opportunities to make a living making your art. I am David Cadavy. If you want to join us here on Love Your Work every Thursday, please hit subscribe on your podcast app and get your free creative productivity toolkit. Sign up at cadavy.net/tools. When you're trying to make it as a creative entrepreneur, you need to make the most out of everything you have. You need maximum output with minimal investment of time and energy. And the more complex you make things, the more you get bogged down. The more you surrender your creativity to the whims of the muse, the harder you make it to bring your work into the world. Last week, as we talked to Paul Jarvis, you heard how he uses repeatable processes to make the most of his resources. I call these repeatable processes productivity cycles. And this week, I'll break down what's so great about productivity cycles. I'll share some productivity cycles that I follow, and I'll tell you how to build your own productivity cycles based upon how you work. And do you want to do work that moves people? Here's a tip from my book, The Heart to Start. I always find that if I'm really excited about something while I'm working on it, that excitement transfers into the work. If I'm not feeling it, the work falls flat. I call it the pump. I call it that because oftentimes I can actually feel my heart pumping harder when I'm really onto something. Next time you're creating something, see if you can feel the pump. Maybe you need to do something to get yourself into the right mood, or maybe you need to look inwardly to really recognize the feeling. Whatever you do, go for the pump. Jeff Goins said of The Heart to Start, "Read it, then share it with a friend. I loved it." If you're starting something new in 2019, now is the perfect time. Search for The Heart to Start on Amazon, Audible, or wherever books and audiobooks are sold. You know what I'm excited about? We have a university sponsoring the show, University of California, Irvine's Division of Continuing Education. They have a ton of certificate programs and specialized studies programs available, blockchain technologies, digital marketing, film and media studies, just to name a few. Whatever you want to study, you can do it on your own time. You can advance your career in as little as 6 months. UCI's Division of Continuing Education wants you to know spring is around the corner. That means spring quarter is around the corner. Registration is open for spring quarter. So register. Visit ce.uci.edu. That is CE as in continuing education.uci.edu to learn more, which I guess applies in more ways than one. Here's the episode. Build productivity cycles. Build productivity cycles for effortless creative productivity. When you save energy and boost output, you're more productive. Productivity cycles are a great way to both save energy and boost output, even in creative work. A productivity cycle is a repeatable sequence of actions you perform on an evenly spaced, regular basis. You might perform the actions daily, weekly, monthly, or on some other periodic basis, such as yearly. Productivity cycles have the following benefits. 1. Productivity cycles make your practice more deliberate. 2. Productivity cycles save mental energy. 3. Productivity cycles end procrastination. 4. Productivity cycles work with your natural rhythms. 5. Productivity cycles create space. 1. Productivity cycles make your practice more deliberate. To get good at something, you need deliberate practice. Since productivity cycles force you to formalize the actions you take, you bring structure to your work. That structure makes it easier for you to break down your actions into components and to connect what you do to the results you get. 2. Productivity cycles save mental energy. When you do predetermined actions on a predetermined basis, you spend less time and energy thinking about priorities. Shifting priorities waste mental energy, so having cycles to follow save that energy. 3. Productivity cycles end procrastination. When a process is formalized into a productivity cycle, you reduce a lot of the emotional dread around unpleasant tasks, or even tasks that are merely unpleasant to begin. Well-placed cycles create a now or never sense of urgency, and defined processes take the mental pain out of performing an unpleasant task. 4. Productivity cycles work with your natural rhythms. Our energy ebbs and flows throughout our day, our week, even our year. If you can find the patterns in these ebbs and flows, you can work with these patterns instead of against these patterns. Take what you learn about your own natural productivity rhythms, formalize them with productivity cycles, and you'll be working with your natural rhythms. 5. Productivity cycles create space. When you're saving mental energy and emotional waste on one task, you're creating space for other tasks. You can use that space for the task of simply relaxing, or you can use it to produce more work. Now, here are some productivity cycles that I follow. 1. I write on a daily basis. 2. I review Amazon ads on a weekly basis. 3. I produce podcast episodes on a monthly basis. And 4. I conduct podcast interviews on a seasonal basis. 1. I write on a daily basis. I spend the first hour of my day writing, at the minimum. Sometimes I write and publish an article every day. Other times, I write to make progress on a larger writing project. I could waste my whole day feeling like I should be writing, but I do it first thing in the morning when my writing is best, and I can be at peace with myself for the rest of the day. 2. I review Amazon ads on a weekly basis. I run Amazon AMS ads to promote my self-published books. I could spend a limitless amount of time reviewing their performance and tweaking them, but I'd never get anything else done. So I review my ads on a weekly basis. 3. I produce podcast episodes on a monthly basis. The last couple of weeks of each month, I prepare the following month's podcast episodes for post-production and publishing. This saves overhead costs of recording intros and sponsorship spots, such as my extensive vocal warm-up routine. It also frees up space in the first 2 weeks of each month for me to focus more intensely on other projects, such as writing books or traveling, which takes me away from my podcast studio. 5. I conduct podcast interviews on a seasonal basis. After running my podcast for 3 years, I've discovered that some seasons are more convenient for conducting interviews than other seasons. So I go with it. I try to concentrate my entire year's interviews into 2 3-month seasons, fall or September, October, November, and spring or March, April, May. This creates even more space for focusing deeply on other projects. Thinking of creating your own productivity cycles? Here are some factors to consider. 1. How much creative flexibility do you need? 2. What's your skill level in the task? 3. What level of quality do you need? 1. How much creative flexibility do you need? Early on in any creative endeavor, you need creative flexibility. For example, when I was just starting my podcast, I didn't know what format I wanted it to be, narrative, an interview, essays. When I was just starting, I didn't produce a month's worth of episodes at a time. I produced each episode one at a time. My podcast was my front burner project. Now that I've identified my show's format and voice, I don't need as much creative flexibility. The creativity can happen within the structure that I've formalized. 2. What's your skill level in the task? Productivity cycles involve formalizing your activities with processes. It's hard to formalize an activity for which your skill level is low. You still don't know the best process to follow. Additionally, longer cycles can cause your skills to deteriorate as you aren't practicing those skills off cycle. Once I figured out the format of my podcast, I was producing episodes on a weekly cycle. Since I was doing everything once a week, this allowed me to build my skills in the tasks involved. Now that I've solidified those skills, I can do them on a monthly cycle without too much skill loss. 3. What level of quality do you need? Formalizing your processes, especially in creative work, will improve your quality to some degree, but it can also reduce your quality. Sometimes it's worth it. Imagine creating a cycle that saves you 5 hours a month. If saving those 5 hours reduces your quality level from 95% to 90%, is it worth it? It all depends upon the level of quality you need. For example, producing my podcasts on a monthly basis means I can't give weekly updates in my intros. It's worth it for my goals with the podcast. Here's how to begin building a productivity cycle. 1, start with a habit. 2, experiment with timing. 3, document your process. And 4, begin batching. 1, start with a habit. Especially when it comes to new skills, habits reduce procrastination and build the skill so that starting resistance is weaker. You can begin with an extremely tiny habit. For example, if you want to write, you can start with 50 words a day. If you want to podcast, you can commit to working on your podcast for 5 minutes a day. Keep the habit up to build your skill and confidence in the task. 2, experiment with timing. You'll be better at some things in the mornings than you are in the afternoons, and vice versa. Experiment to find the best time of day or even day of week to do a certain task. Besides your quality and skill level, you also need to consider priority. Just because you answer emails well in the morning doesn't mean you should do it. It might mean a more important task, such as writing, suffers for it. 3, document your process. Your eventual goal is to have a checklist you can follow each time you do the task. But that's a tall order early on. Start by taking rough notes. Refer to those notes each time you do the task, and refine them as you see fit. Eventually, you'll have a checklist you can follow yourself or that you can use to delegate the task to someone else. I keep my checklists in Evernote and Google Keep, and I also use templates in Todoist for repeatable projects. 4, begin batching. You've heard the advice to batch or produce a lot of one item all at once. But who has the skill and motivation to do that right away? Now that you've built the skill, figured out your timing, and reduced mental load through a documented process, you can now start batching your task. How many units can you muster to produce at how long of an interval? 5 daily units produced once a week, 4 produced once a month, 12 produced once a year. It all depends upon flexibility, skill level, and quality. You might think that when it comes to creative work, formalized processes are the enemy. But in fact, they're a friend. They keep your mind free to solve the creative problems at hand. Building powerful productivity cycles is an ongoing learning process. With enough practice, you'll have a sustainable system for producing your best work day in, day out, or week in, week out, month in, month out, or whatever you prefer. Is Love Your Work helping you find your unique creative voice? Does it bring you the inspiration and motivation you need to become the creator and human you want to be? If so, please be a part of making this a special and nourishing and thoughtful show. Support the show on Patreon. You'll be an even bigger part of this show than you already are. If you contribute just a coffee a month, you'll be helping support the hosting and production of Love Your Work. Everyone has some unique creative gift to offer the world. Together, we can give people the tools they need to bring that work into the world. The world will be better off for it. Visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/Katavi. This is a different kind of model for supporting the work you love. The choice is yours. Vote with your dollars, put your money where your mind is, and keep Love Your Work going. Visit our Patreon page at patreon.com/Katavi. As a thank you, you'll get early access, bonus content, and a discount on Love Your Work merchandise. Learn more at patreon.com/Katavi. That's patreon.com/KADAVY. Love Your Work is brought to you in part by our Patreon supporters, such as mini sponsor Roxana Maynard of Agility Alchemist at agilityalchemist.com, and top supporters such as Jeffrey Mason and Vitas Pankovicius. This has been Love Your Work, and I'm David Katavi. The theme music for this show is At Sea by Durena from the album About Everything and More by arrangement with Deep Elm Records at deepelm.com. Love Your Work is a production of Katavi, Inc.